This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 28th of May. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me on the show is
Frida Friday.
Frida Friday Liu. On the show today, we're going to be talking about vaccine decentralization. We are asking you.
Yes, will vaccination by employers speed up the process and allow us to reach herd immunity this year? The poll question says yes, decentralize now. No, it's a supply issue. I don't want to get vaxxed and others. So do take part in the poll.
Yes, happening on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. You can also reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on the show today, what are we talking about, Frida?
What are we talking about? All right, I wasn't paying attention to you.
No opt-in. No longer an opt-in.
Yes, that I thought was an important story. Yeah, I was sharing about that one. And of course, then we're talking about how we can help each other during these trying times.
Your neighbors, especially. Mm. Also on the show today, we've got some amazing music. We've got Queen, we've got Michael Jackson, Bon Jovi, and even The Killers. Mm. So stay tuned for that. But of course, our top story today is about vaccine decentralization. Now, it's been in the news over the last week or so. Mm. The Selangor State Government announced last week that employers who wish to procure COVID-19 vaccines for their staff can register their interest through the Selangkah mobile app. However, the state government has yet to clarify the process by which this vaccine will be administered, nor the source of the vaccines. And a check by the Malay Mail of the state's smart visitor registration system confirmed the addition of a section called Selangkah Vax with detailed steps for interested employers to follow.
So earlier last week, Penang Assemblyman Chong Eng called for the decentralisation of the COVID-19 vaccines procurement to speed up the inoculation rate nationwide. Mm. The DAP Women's Wing Chairman said the Health Ministry should allow respective state governments and the private sector to procure the COVID-19 vaccines that have been registered with the National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Agency, NPRA.
Yeah, so and back in March, the Science, Technology and Innovation Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, said that Putrajaya would not object if state governments purchase vaccines for their own immunization programs. However, Khairi also said the problem lies not in the procurement of the vaccines, but their supply.
The COVID-19 Immunization Task Force, CITF, noted the types of vaccines that those states are trying to obtain are currently from the same pharmaceutical companies purchased under the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. So under the terms of agreement between the government Malays and the vaccine manufacturers, Khairi explained the supply of vaccine ordered by the federal government will be prioritized before any vaccine supply can be distributed by pharmaceutical companies to any other parties, including state governments, industry players, or private hospitals.
And as of last week, the Selangor government had received up to 3,500 applications of interest through its Selangkah online platform to buy vaccines from the state government. State Health, Welfare, Women and Family Empowerment Committee Chairman Dato' Siti Maria Mahmud said the businesses represent some 1 million workers in Selangor. However, Dr. Siti Maria did not reveal the price or the type of vaccine that will be provided by the state. She stated that Selangor is in the final stages to procure one of the vaccines approved by the NPRA, which we know is either Pfizer, Sinovac, or AstraZeneca.
So according to Dr. Siti Maria, the initial doses are 2.5 million doses, but Selangor is willing to procure more. The plan is to roll out this program in June. She added that employers will procure the vaccine from the state at their own cost without the state subsidy. Dr. Siti Maria also cited data by COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee Special Committee, which to date, Selangor only received 3.3% or 160,000 of total doses procured by Putrajaya, a ratio she said is not fair for Selangor, which is populated by some 6 million people, with half of them in the job market.
Yeah. So I guess that's why we're having this conversation today. You know, will vaccination by employers help speed up the process? Now, we just heard in the news bulletin at noon earlier how more than 5% of the Malaysian population has received at least one dose of their vaccines. to date. You know, and I think earlier this week, or even was last week, was only at about 3%. So we've kind of ramped it up quite a bit.
Still.
But still, 5%. We're still way off the 70%.
It's June. It's June, right? In a couple of days, it's June already. So we shouldn't be, you know, we should be a little bit faster when I look at what's happening, right? And we're supposed to have pretty good infrastructure. I'm for this. I'm for all about this. And I'm just saying that maybe to make it easier, you know, look at companies with larger number of employees and then slowly move that down, right? I mean, if you know these manufacturing plants, Selangor, Penang and all that, with, you know, like workers in the thousands, look at, you know, giving them first priority and then moving down to the smaller companies.
Factories.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I've been hearing the word on the street is that employers can buy these vaccines and it will cost roughly about 190 ringgit. This is just what I'm hearing. This is not confirmed. And that, so two doses will be about 380 ringgit per pack. So, you know, it will be up to the employers whether they charge their employees for something like this or if the employers will bear it for their employees. But of course, this could help speed up the process. But then again, the issue here is also with supply, like Kyrie said earlier this month. So we are asking you if you feel vaccination by employers will speed up the process and allow us to reach herd immunity this year. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation. There's a poll happening on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. There's a slider going on Instagram if you are, you know, if you feel like participating in that as well. When we come back, we will speak to the Malaysian Employers Federation to get their thoughts on this, what the instructions are for employers to purchase, procure these vaccines for their employees, what the source of the vaccine is. You know, we'll try and get all those questions answered. But for now, here's Queen with Killer Queen. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Building First World Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about vaccine decentralization.
Yeah, what else are we talking about? Well, vaccination by employers speed up the process, allow us to reach herd immunity this year. This is the poll results on Twitter. Yes, decentralized now at 65.1%. No, it's a supply issue at 32.5%. I don't want to get vaxxed at 1.2% and others at 1.2%.
Over on Instagram, we have a slider that is currently situated between yes, decentralized now, and no, it's a supply issue. You have about 40 minutes plus to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. Will vaccination by employers speed up the process and allow us to reach herd immunity this year? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We are talking about this, of course, because the Selangor State Government announced last week that employers who wish to procure vaccines for their staff can register their interest through the Sri Lanka mobile app. Of course, we have yet to understand what vaccine this will be, how much it will cost, what's the process going to be to procure these vaccines for your employees, right? And who better to answer some of these questions than Dato' Shamsuddin Bardan, the Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. Dato', thank you for waiting on the line. Now, what has been the response on the ground in regards to the announcement of employees being able to buy vaccines for their staff? You know, is this something that they were looking forward to?
Employers are very keen to actually give vaccination to the employees, as this will really quickly establish herd immunity within the company premises, so that there is less risk for the employee to be infected with COVID-19 once they had their vaccination. This is where, when the Selangor government announced that the state government will allow the private sector employers to register and purchase the vaccination from the state government, many employers in Selangor had done so, and there were about more than 1 million doses of vaccination being ordered by the employers in Selangor.
Dato', are the instructions on how to procure the vaccines clear enough across the board? Is there a streamlined process for employers who wish to buy their own vaccines?
As far as the process of registering and procuring vaccination from the Selangor State Government, the SOPs are quite clear. But of course, there are also a news report to say that the employers can buy vaccination on their own, provided the vaccine is being approved by the authorities. And this is where I think the confusion start to come in.
Hmm. Right. Do we know the source of the vaccines yet? You know, there seems to be a supply issue in the country. So where will employers be able to get these vaccines for their staff?
Yes, it is true that there seems to be supply issue as far as vaccine is concerned.
Hmm.
But we are really not very clear on the status of the supply, as this matter is purely within the purview of the government. Currently, all the vaccine must be procured through the centralized agency
right.
of the government.
Hmm.
And even the state government of Selangor, for example, has to get the vaccine from the centralized agency and they cannot procure it on their own. That's why I think even for the Selangkah program, possibly the rollout can be done somewhere in the third week of June only.
And do you think the decentralization of vaccines in Malaysia will speed up the process to achieve herd immunity, or will this create confusion and inequality in vaccine distribution?
Obviously, any move to decentralize the supply of COVID-19 vaccine will speed up the rollout of the vaccination program. But this is something that is for the government to really decide on the subject matter so that there is no confusion to the employers, to the employees and the public alike. Employers are all eager to vaccinate their employees as soon as possible. And of course, the issue is whether they are able to get the necessary supply in time.
Right. And what do employers and companies need most from government at this time to ensure a smooth process in terms of vaccine application and procurement?
Employers really need a clear and consistent policy as far as the procurement and supply of the vaccine to be given to the private sector employers. That's why employers, even if they have to pay for cost of the vaccine itself, they are prepared to do so, so long as the vaccine is available as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that, Datuk. That was Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. Now, I'm obviously not an employer because it really didn't occur to me to, try and help your company or your business achieve herd immunity, you know, just in-house herd immunity so that those... That's a first step, right, in order to ensure as much safety as possible for your employees. But so I guess still not really the answers that we were looking for, but some clarity.
Some clarity. And I think, if you talk about supply issue, Kyrie has been talking a lot about supply coming in June, July. We hope that's the case. And then, what can you do in Selangor? What can you do? And like I said, if you were to, it's something that needs to be thought through. But obviously, like I said, factories and the like, right?
The larger organizations, yeah.
Right? We just look at that first. And then, because that will help speed up the process, right? So, and maybe that's the way to go so that we can start moving again, right?
Exactly.
Freely. And you can hug me again.
Oh, yes.
Right?
We are asking you on the show today if vaccination by employers will speed up the process and allow us to reach herd immunity this year. What do you think? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll talk about how the AstraZeneca vaccine is no longer going to be an opt-in. All that and more after Michael Jackson with Rock With You. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.